Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
One is Mark and John's a co-host. They're alive. They are not ghosts. It's Five Cold Screams. It's Five Cold Screams. It's a nightmare, not a dream. Five Cold Screams. It's Five Cold Screams.
Hello.
Welcome to Two Old Queens. I'm John Flynn.
I'm Mark Rennie.
And oh my goodness, our guest today.
You know her. She's a writer on Thundercats Roar. It's our good friend Joan Ford.
Hi. Thank you for having me, you
thank
guys.
Thank you for being here. Oh, happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween, Joan. Ooh, I hope you don't mind. We're recording this pretty early, so just to get like caffeinated, I did a couple snorts of scat before this.
Oh, good, good.
Yes,
good.
So got some pens of scat.
Yep, got some pens of scat.
So sure,
I'm
sure.
All jacked up.
Pretty unfortunate name, if you ask me.
Yeah, especially for a white powder drug.
Yes.
Yeah. Are you excited for Halloween? Do you care about Halloween?
Very excited. I love Halloween. It's my favorite time of the year.
Is it your favorite holiday?
It is my favorite holiday, yes.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Is that a bold... I feel like that's not the boldest of state in L.A.
No, not in L.A. LA no.
Yeah.
No.
Halloween is Christmas.
Yes. And Christmas is...
July 4th?
July 4th.
No one's here. Yeah, everyone's out of town at the beach.
Yep. Yep.
I feel like Halloween is just like... It used to be when I was a kid.
Oh, boy.
Decorations would go up maybe like the week of Halloween,
yes.
But now it's like October 1st. Decorations are...
Yeah.
Does that bother you?
No, I think it's great. It's fun.
Uh-huh. Like, like Halloween Horror Nights and Disney time... And Halloween time at Disneyland start in like September.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, it's also one of those things where like you have to maximize it and you can't do it after the fact. Cause I have done shows that were like Halloween themed and it's like,
yeah.
Okay in September, but once you hit November, it's like, what are you doing?
Yeah, no.
You know, so you have to sort of front load it rather than you can't sort of drag it out.
In some ways, I wish we had Halloween like 2 months after Christmas instead of the other way. Mm-hmm. Cause I feel like Halloween would be a great Christmas palate cleanser.
Sure.
Like after all the sweet and saccharine, you're like, oh, just give me a little.
Let's get a skeleton.
A corpse, please. Maybe a little
witch on a broom.
A goblin, please.
A gremlin?
Gremlins. I also like Gremlins at Christmas.
That's true. It's Christmas the perfect November film.
Yeah, Gremlin. Yeah, it's the perfect equidistance. But yeah, like Christmas even, I feel like, basically, you have a little leeway between Christmas and New Year's to keep doing Christmassy things.
Yeah,
you have
that best week.
Sure. Yes. Oh, yeah.
Especially in Los Angeles. Ooh. Here's a tip. Stay in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
No one is going here.
Yeah. You can have a nice little Boxing Day for yourself. I always like to take Boxing Day for myself.
Do you know what you're going to be for Halloween?
Not yet. Do you know?
I think I'm going to be J. Jonah Jameson.
Ooh, I like
that's
that.
A good one.
The Daily Bugle editor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's it, though. That's all
that's
I have. All
you, that's as far as you've gotten?
That's, I just need a vest.
Yeah,
that's true.
A cigar and
just
a newspaper.
Clean up the facial hair and you're good. Yeah.
Excuse me?
Well, you've got the mustache, but you've got a little.
He's got a mustache.
No, but I meant like just like the beard and stuff.
Oh,
cheeks and the chin.
You could be like him right after the Spider Slayer killed his wife.
So distraught and like just sobbing.
Yeah. So you saw, but you don't have. Yeah, distraught and sobbing. You know, not
a
perfectly.
Mournful
Jameson.
I see.
Yes.
What were you last year?
I did a, I, okay, so I'm kind of in a run now of, as opposed to, like, I did my run of, like, I'm going to go as, like, very, like, elaborately, like, well thought out pop culture references, and now I'm just kind of in a mood of, like, I like buying, like, slutty, like, little things at a Halloween store. So I went as a couple different things. To a couple different parties. I had an Elvira costume for one.
Oh,
I had
a one.
Tinkerbell costume for one. So that's what, like, I feel like I had my run of, like, I'm gonna, you know, I went one Halloween. I went as James Woods from Videodrome, and I like,
oh, like everyone must have recognized
everyone,
you from that.
Yes, I figure out how to like prosthetically glue a videotape into my chest.
Okay. Oh, that yeah, was, that's yeah, a great one.
I was very proud of that. But you know, I feel like that's I feel like when you do sketch, I almost feel like when you do sketch comedy, like we
every
all
day
do.
Is Halloween.
Every day is Halloween. Every day is like gotta get a costume
it's
together.
Like when you're an alcoholic, St. Patrick's Day is no big deal.
Look at all these amateurs.
So, I still love the. So that's why I kind of now like gravitates more towards just like traditional like basic Halloween stuff.
Sure,
it's like
sure.
I just want to like enjoy the spirit of the season and not be like, oh, like
see what the civilian production
I have to go as this specific Leela from Futurama. Like I have to go as like Leela from the episode where they go to the mutants sewer.
Caesar parents.
Yeah, Caesar parents.
That'd be
yeah.
cute one. Leela's parents. Yeah, cute couples costume idea.
Oh yeah, my goodness. Man, any couples out there looking for a costume.
Leela's parents. They're just in robes,
good
I think.
Suggestion. In that episode, yeah. Eventually when they take the robes off, they're dressed, they're like kind of like a 50s like sitcom couple, but just goes the robe version.
People love a robe. John, any people favorite costumes in your past?
Favorite costumes in my past? One year, I remember the first year in New York, I went as Tim Gunn once for Halloween, and it was sort of like a last minute thing. It was just put on a suit and gray my hair. But I have to say, the year I did it, this was like 10, 15 years ago, it was like peak Tim Gunn. Like, I would walk down the street and people freaked out in New York City. It
really?
Was great. It
they
was awesome.
Knew.
People knew and people were losing their minds. And so many people like would come up to me and be like, criticize my outfit. No, they would be like, what do you think of my outfit? And at first I'd be like, I would just say nice things. And then one time for one girl, I was just like, oh, it feels a little costumey. And she literally started crying. And I was like, oh, Tim Gunn can only be an agent for good and positivity.
Yes, yeah.
But you did say her Halloween costume looked costumey.
Yeah, that's
she was
like a
little drunk and maybe it was.
She had
maybe she was a little raw at the moment for her.
Yikes.
But I would recommend, if you ever want to feel good about yourself, dress up as Tim Gunn and walk about in public because people love Tim Gunn.
All right.
He's
a beloved creature.
Told this story before. I was in a spin class years ago.
Okay.
And at one point it was very intense and I started doing a visualization thing and I started visualizing like who would I want to be cheering me on.
Okay.
And I imagined three people and it was Tim Gunn, Han Solo, and Kermit the Frog.
Like interesting.
Those are also like maybe the same people I would want to greet me in heaven.
I definitely see Kermit and Tim Gunn.
I was going to say Han Solo feels a little odd in that
little,
trio.
Like,
I think, don't you want, but like the thing, he's an anti-hero. So when you finally get his approval,
I'm not anti-Han Solo. He does feel like the weird third person in that brunch.
Weirder than Kermit the Frog?
No. Oh, Kermit and Tim Gunn, I see working together very well.
I would almost put like C-3PO in that trio.
No,
I wouldn't go see him. No.
Okay, fair enough.
There's a lot of overlap with Tim Gunn there, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I feel
absolutely.
C-3PO, I feel would not be encouraging. I feel he would just be like, "You're never going to reach
gonna
your
die. Goals. The
this
odds are
idea.
That you're going to pass out and like shit your pants."
Speaking of C-3PO, I have often fantasizing that I have enough money one year for Halloween to go not as C-3PO, but go as C-3PO dressed as Glinda the Good Witch from Wizard of Oz.
Why aren't you making this happen? Why aren't you doing this?
That's too costumes on top of each other.
I do a Kickstarter.
All
right, maybe for next year I'll do a Kickstarter.
Would it be? I feel like it's like one costume and then like parts of another.
Yeah,
like,
just the head.
I don't know. I feel like C-3PO with like the dress.
Yeah, but like you don't need the
How
entire
much is
C-3PO body
we see?
If
just
you have the dress.
Yeah,
I guess. I guess I just imagine. I guess I have to look
do you
at
have
the
any sketches.
Glinda
you
I don't
have
sketches. No, just mental images.
You worry that like people would like look under the dress and be like, it's.
Like yeah, you really phoned it in.
Yeah, yeah.
This is not, you did not commit to this look.
Yes.
I guess if I'm doing it, I want to just go all the way. I don't want to have any regrets on the look.
You never want to have regrets on your Glinda C-3PO mashup.
No, absolutely not.
That's what my coffee mug says every morning. No regrets.
Well, Joan, as you know, we are in, this is the last installation of our series, Five Cold Screams.
Ooh.
A celebration of horror.
Yay.
I just added that tag.
celebration. What did you open with?
Scream.
Okay.
Scream. Well, let me give you the rundown. Okay, this is where
great.
We're at.
Okay.
Because this, and this is the percentage of their total possible points in terms of the gayest movie ever.
Okay.
All right. So you, this is what you're up against. Number four, Tourist Trap, 43.72. Mm-hmm. Number three, Berserk, 49.60. Number two, Sleepaway Camp, 50.70. Number one, Scream, 51.95.
Okay. What? Wow. Scream beat Sleepaway Camp?
Yeah, well, yeah. Sleepaway Camp's pretty problematic.
Yeah,
so you can't
okay,
run.
Yeah. You take problems away. You take points away for a problem. Yeah.
Certain ones. Yeah,
we're on the right side.
You're on the right.
That's what we always say about this show.
That's our hope. You never know. You can never tell what's going to happen with history.
Why did you choose? Well, first, let's recap.
So real quick,
we're talking the Faculty.
I love the Faculty, and I think it's you open with a Kevin Williamson, you close with a Kevin Williamson.
Oh, that's
right.
True.
Why would you do any horror?
I like
horror festival. Yeah.
So The Faculty was released on Christmas Day in 1998.
A very Merry Christmas movie.
It was directed by Robert Rodriguez, and it was written by Kevin Williamson. And this cast, it stars Jordana Brewster, Clea DuVall, Josh Hartnett, Elijah Wood, Usher, Selma Hayek, Piper Laurie, Robert Patrick, Famke Janssen, John Stewart, Bebe Neuwirth, and Harry Knowles Ain't It Cool News.
I'm glad you left it. I was worried you weren't going to mention Harry Knowles.
I'd never miss one of his vehicles. It had a budget of $15 million. It grossed $40 million. And it tells that it's a horror movie set in Harrington High School where the students suspect the teachers are aliens and are going to try to make the students their victims. Mm. Oh, my goodness.
So, Joan, why did you choose? We asked you to pick a horror movie. Why The Faculty?
This is a movie I've always like really enjoyed. I've enjoyed it since I saw it when I was in high school in 98. And I think maybe it was just like one of those movies that was like right time, right place for me. I feel like it's a high school horror movie that does a really good job of working in a lot of a lot of the plot points are what I remember as being like high points or like important things like in high school. Like the fact that like going off campus in a cool kid's car is like a huge, is like a big thing in the movie. Like it's something I really just like respond to and relate to. Like I feel like it's a horror movie that like really knows like, or at least knew what high school was like, at least like
how it emotionally felt.
Yeah. In the especially in the 90s where I was. So I don't know. It's just like a movie. It's like, I don't know if it's better than Scream, but it's definitely like the Kevin Williams horror movie that I revisit more than that. It's more of like a comfort movie for me than Scream.
Sure. This is not better than Scream.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, Kevin Williamson actually didn't write. It was two other guys wrote it, and then they had pitched it, and no one bought it. And then Scream Happened was a hit, and then they were able to sell it.
Yeah.
But Kevin Williamson then did like a pass at the script.
Hence the X-Files references.
Yeah.
And like all the Invasion of the Body.
It feels very either Kevin Williamson or someone being told, give it a Kevin Williamson kind of pass.
Make people reference pop culture
constantly.
Yeah, Men in Black. Like they reference Men in Black, and this movie only came out like. Less than only about a year and a half after Men in Black.
Right.
Yeah.
It's also very funny to hear, like, they list, like, the pantheon of great, like, Spielberg, Lucas, Cameron, Emmerich.
Yes, yeah.
Time has not been kind.
Pour that out. Sorry.
Have you seen Stonewall?
Yeah.
Woof.
Ooh. Boo.
Problematic.
Not the incident.
Yeah. The incident was riveting.
Riveting and terrifying.
Yeah.
I thought I had seen The Faculty. Turns out I hadn't. I think I had seen scenes of it or sections of it on cable.
Okay.
But I never sat down and actually watched the whole thing before. And I gotta tell you, I had a great time.
Yeah.
What a stacked cast.
Crazy.
An amazing cast in this movie.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was very fun. Some of the CGI is not aged well,
but that's all CGI.
In.
But it's also of that era where it's like there's some CGI, but also
there's some really
practical.
Good, I just wish they showed more of the practical monsters.
Yeah, I do too. But that last shot of the practical monster is like great.
Yep.
Crushed by the bleachers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Not a good tactical decision on that monster's part.
Pretty dumb.
Feels like you could just go around to the other side. You don't have to chase them through, but I don't know.
I guess they get stupid when they're in monster form.
Yeah, I guess so.
They lose their intellect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They get they because
had the, but did the monster know that the bleachers what is it? What do you? What,
I don't know.
Collapse, yeah. Collapse, whatever.
It seemed to have learned. Hugged the monster wall. Seemed to have learned a lot about like high school life and the kind of social class system there. But maybe it didn't spend any time studying bleachers.
Do you like? Are you a fan of like pod people movies? Like
I am.
Any
like,
of
yeah.
the body
yeah.
snatcher
body
films?
Types? Yeah.
The 50s, the 70s ones.
Yeah. The Thing I Love.
I mean, this is such like a take on
yeah.
the thing.
Oh yeah. There's a couple. There's at least one scene in this that just like
two.
But I think there's a lot of, but I don't think the movie is pretending not to be. Like, I feel like this movie is just, we're referencing all these other horror movies, and that's part of the fun of it.
And like, it's like a little Breakfast Club is in there too. And the alien's last speech is kind of just the letter, end letter from the Breakfast Club kind of like repurposed a little bit. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. John, what did you, had you seen The Faculty?
I had not seen it either. And yeah, I had a lot of fun with it. It was definitely, it was funny. I remember wanting to see it when it came out, but for some reason I didn't, which is great information to share with you all. Yeah, I had a lot of fun with it. I don't know. It's also just fun to watch these movies from so long, not so long ago, 1998, 20 years ago. But yeah, I liked it.
We all liked it, Joe.
We all liked it. Anytime BB Newark is in a movie,
Piper Laurie.
What I really like about Baby Newark in the movie is that I feel like there's this thing where as the teachers get taken over, at least with the female faculty members, like they all get sexier.
They get a glow up.
Right. They get a glow up. Except for Baby Newark, who's pretty like
she's pretty much a lateral move on her part.
I feel like the thesis of the film is like Baby Newark is already as sexy as she can be. Famke Jen could be sexied up a little bit, but you can't sexy it.
But did you think, because everyone, once they got possessed by one of these aliens, they would say something like, I've always wanted to do that. Yeah. So do you think of these characters like transformations were like, I've always wanted to like dress differently.
Yeah. And Baby
I've always wanted to be a little sexier.
Yeah. And
so maybe it was like coming from them, not the alien.
That's possible. So maybe Baby New Earth was just already living her best life.
Sure.
The alien was just like, I guess I'm content.
Yeah. You know, how you have those moments in your life where you're like, oh, I really like most of my clothes. Right
yeah.
now.
Yeah.
Everything fits. Yeah. I feel good in all of them.
I don't really have any complaints.
I've had like just a run of good hair days.
Yeah.
I want to see that moment in between the scenes where Baby New Earth Alien goes home. It's like time for a makeover. I'm going to get rid of all this stuff. And then she looks at her closet and she's like, you know what?
This works.
I have great taste.
Yeah.
Well, let's get into the scoring, Joan.
All right.
So there's a bunch of categories, and then we'll each give our score in that category, and then we take the average.
Okay.
And then at the end of these categories, you will then get to add a category, after which it becomes canon.
Love it.
Got it?
Love it.
All right. So first category is homoeroticism. So on a scale of 0 to 100, how high would you rate The Faculty in homoeroticism?
Ooh, I'd go like 45.
45 based on what?
Based on I feel like there is some at the beginning we're presented with the idea that there might be some same-sex tension between Stokely, my great well character name. Stokely
and Mary Beth.
Yeah, sure. So that's there, but so there's a little bit, so like, and it's pretty prominent. Mm-hmm. But then that's pretty quickly undercut with the idea that Stokely just, which is I don't know, which we all did in the 90s. We pretended to be gay, so people left us alone.
Absolutely.
It's a common tactic. If you were like, I was a, like, you know, 90s. You're like, oh, I'm a nerd, but if I say I'm gay, people will stop bothering me. But yeah. So it's dispelled pretty quickly, but I'm not convinced that, like, I still believe that, like, Stokely is there's some.
Well, this was made now. That would just be like, she would just,
yeah.
It's also that funny thing of, like, Clea DuVall is gay, playing a character who isn't gay but pretends to be gay. So, there's that.
Yeah.
There's that sort of conundrum.
So you're giving it 45?
45.
John?
Well, there's also that brief little shower scene with Stan.
Yes.
That I was sort of like, oh, I want to see where this is going. How do you pronounce that actor's last name?
It's Hatasoy.
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 Hatosi.
Didn't make the poster.
Hatosi. Did not make the poster.
But he's like, you just see him sort of like naked from behind, like from the waist up from behind, but like his back and shoulders. Yeah. I was like, all right, yeah. You could tackle
me. You weren't
me.
Mad at that.
I was not upset.
You would be that old woman
with his little soap in the robe.
Yeah. I will say,
every that weird dehydrated old woman.
Every time I watch that scene, I always, when someone starts walking in on him, I always, and I always forget that it's the old woman. I always like, oh, it's Robert Patrick coming from the shower. And
oh,
it's
yeah.
like, when it's the old woman, it's like,
I was hoping this was going to be Nightmare on Elm Street too.
Like, yeah. He does hug her while he's naked in the shower.
Yeah, he doesn't seem that weirded out by
even
her.
Even when he takes a hold of her hair and it comes out.
He isn't like, he wants to help her. He's not like, I feel like in a 70s horror movie, it'd be like, get off me, old bag.
Yeah. He's like one of these weird characters you hardly see in movies where like he's like the quarterback and he's like an ex, but he's like sick of being praised for that.
I mean,
like,
that didn't really ring true to me.
It's like, I feel like
he resents his privilege in a way.
Yes. I feel like that would have been a little more believable if he had like a specific thing that he was like, I don't want to be a football player. I want to be a chemist. I want to be a whatever.
I want to study library science.
Like, he's just like, I want to be generally accepted as academic.
Yeah.
I want
people to stop being
like,
for
this. Yeah, you're dumb. You're good at this. Like,
it's not going to happen.
You don't have an interest. Like, just like if you,
yeah, even if he was just like, I want to be a musician or something like that. Something that made it seem like.
He tells a story about how like the coach gave him like, he got a D on the test, but then he had played so good in the game that weekend that the coach gave him an A. But it wouldn't have been more believable if he on his own he got a C.
Yeah,
it's like a D is pretty bad.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, you don't be proud of that D, dude.
Right? But he did say, he said, I worked hard for that D. That was one of his lines, which is taken out of context could mean something very different.
We all worked hard for that D. Speaking of hunting for D, John, what's your score on homoeroticism?
Yeah, I mean, just those little moments. There's not a lot as far as homoeroticism goes, especially for like a high school horror movie. So I'm going to give it, I think, 45 as well. That seems about right.
I'm going to give it 35 because there's that. Approaching 50 is too much for me.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
I'm going to give it 35. Mm-hmm.
Anything that opens with offspring.
Oof. Yeah, there's nothing homoerotic about offspring, trust me. All right. Actual gay characters. Next category, 0 to 100. How would you rate this on actual gay characters? And we don't do negative.
Okay. Oh, because it feels like it should be negative.
It feels like it should be having points taken away
Poor Stokely. Actual gay characters, I'll give it like a 7.
Based on,
I don't know, they're in a high school, so I mean, presumably.
Your imagination.
Someone's got to be gay.
They didn't make the actual scene or have any lines.
Yes, you know what? Yeah, but it's high school, it's a high school, it's 1998. That, like, I was there.
You were there.
Yeah,
not a lot of gay, not a lot of out gay characters.
Not a lot of out queer kids, but they were there. They were there.
You're being very generous.
I'm being very generous.
Yeah, I sort of feel the same way. I'm trying to think if there's anyone who you could sort of look at. Not really. I'll give it a 9.
A 9?
Yeah, because I wanted to hear you talk like that.
Yeah.
Giving it a 0. There are no actual gay characters. We can imagine there are, but that doesn't mean there are. Mm-hmm. The director didn't choose to imagine such, so why should I?
You never know what an actor's secret is.
Yeah.
Salma Hayek could have been totally gay.
Yeah, they just chose not to show it in the movie.
Yeah,
where it would matter.
Yeah. How did Harry Knowles hurt his hand? Because she's treating his hand at the beginning of the movie.
Yeah.
Oh, because I looked up the Ain't It Cool review of the faculty.
Okay.
He said, I think if you've never read Ain't It Cool review, it's one of the very first movie gossip blogs.
Yes.
And he would write things like, the nudity and the characters and the action is the reason I'll see this movie a lot. Oh, and so I can ego stroke myself off to mental and physical jizz ejaculations.
Could he be more of a troll?
He's a
troll
goblin.
Saying how much he likes it. You know what I mean?
Does he, in this article of his, does he acknowledge that he's in it?
You're being very kind by the use of word. He does. He talks about the whole thing of how first he did not think Elijah Woods should be in the movie, but then he got to meet him on the set.
Yeah.
I read something where he claimed that he, while filming the movie, he heard that Peter Jackson, was doing Lord of the Rings, and he encouraged Elijah Wood to audition for it or submit himself for it. So, Lord of the Rings, we have to
thank Harry Knowles. Here's a little more from his review. This is all you need to know about Ain't It Cool New. Nudity and teen horror is like the subheading. It's back with class. Yes, no more namby-pamby bras. We're talking full ass cheeks and titties. We're talking about wet out of the swimming pool, head-to-toe nudity. We're talking about DVD action here. This is, he got in the movie.
That was so acceptable what he was doing like back then. Like that's all his so many of the reviews were just like talking about how much a movie made him jizz.
Is it because I was thinking about this last night, how that is like these fanboys, they can only talk about like joy in terms of sex. Mm-hmm. Like you're not allowed to experience joy in any other regard. Yeah. It's you only have that prism because your cock is all that matters to you, or all you've been told that's what makes you different.
Do you remember his review? Do you ever read his review of like Toy Story 3?
No, I don't know. I think I was out by that time.
I came back.
I unsubscribed at that point.
I would come back to his reviews like when I heard of it, there were particularly bad ones. And his Toy Story 3 may have been the last one I came back to, but he was so upset about the idea, the movie ending with like Andy giving his toys to Bonnie.
Oh, yeah.
That angered him to like no end. And then I theorized about a Toy Story 4 where like Bonnie grows up and like they get together, she gets together with like Andy, and it's like,
God.
Your toys are like so important to you that you're like, it's like
a girl can't have them.
Yeah, it's also like, it's like this is like statutory rape is totally justified if it means getting your precious toys back.
Jesus Christ. So camp factor 0 to 100.
Yeah,
how campy would you say the faculty is?
I'll give it like 56.
What are you basing this on, Joe?
I think it's like, I feel like anything that like pulls so hard from like other pop culture
anything
things,
like postmodern,
postmodern. It's a that's little campy to me. It's not like high camp, but it is. You know, the fact that we're in an alien movie talking about like alien movies that came out like a year ago, and also like it gets. I feel like the horror in the movie is more over the top.
It's
than,
like something
in the
from
eye.
the '50s
yes,
and the '60s.
Exactly.
Even, like, an alien is going to invest your face.
Yeah, and even like, you know, that shot where like that hero shot where Hartnett like takes the blade off the paper cutter. I remember that seeing that movie and then being and then like going to art class and being like, how could you do this? And I'm like, no, that's not, like those do not dismantle so easily.
Zeke is pretty tough though.
He is pretty tough.
He is doing his senior year for the second time.
Yeah.
Oh, so he's 19, I guess.
Yes. Yes. And I'll also say he got back onto the. And I'm just realizing, like, they let this super senior just onto the football team. That seems like dumb planning. But I feel like scat is pretty. Campy drug.
Absolutely.
Like, yeah.
John, what are you going to give this on Camp Factor?
Yeah, I think all those things are true. I especially love like the kill of like the pen in the eye. I thought it was super fun. Piper Laurie. I mean, that alone.
The call is coming from inside the house.
Yes.
Yeah, I'll give it a 62.
62. Mm-hmm. I think this is pretty goddamn campy. Also, the fact that you have a fight scene with The Daily Show's Jon Stewart.
Exactly.
Who
yeah.
nowadays is like, you know, protesting to Congress for more 9/11 victims fund. Then you see him in this movie, like, getting a pen in his eye and his head fizzes to death.
This is like that period
what
of time.
A journey.
Like, let's make Jon Stewart a movie star. There was like this and Death This Moochie. And then they're like, let's keep him on TV.
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't think he was bad in this, though.
I thought
he was like, oh, he's the likable science teacher.
Yeah. Like, he's like, I think you've discovered a new species.
Yeah.
I think this is pretty campy. I'm going to give it a 70.
All righty.
Oh, speaking
70. Oh, great.
70. That's what I'm giving it.
Wait, and really, guys, while we're on the topic of Jon Stewart,
yes.
What's the deal with, like, did you watch the credits? Like, the character.
Yeah, where they sort of, like, introduce the characters,
Jon Stewart's is like a post thing. It's, like, after the movie.
Yeah, all of them are. Even, like, one of them has, like, a scarf around their neck. Or was it Famke Janssen whose head came off?
Oh, right, right. Okay,
so they all have that.
Because it's, like, they all... So, like, the teachers that didn't, get disintegrated, like, stayed alive?
Yeah, well, that was the thing that they said, like... Right. Which was one of the things that was, like, okay, I guess if this is the rules of the world. But when they were, like, what's happening? They were, like, figuring it out. I think it was Clea Duvall's character who's, like, oh, if we kill the mother one, then everyone is fine. And I was, like, I don't get how that rule works, but okay.
I mean, it doesn't really make any sense.
Yeah.
I get that if like the thing died, if you, nothing happened to you and the thing just died, you'd be fine. But if your head came off, it doesn't seem like that should reset too.
I think because my argument in the logic of that world is that because her head had reattached before the alien was destroyed, she was okay.
I feel like you guys are giving this more thought than the writers did.
I think you're probably correct, but we but I think that's because he had the eye patch. He had like his hand was all bandaged.
Joan, out of from our last of the five cold screams we've done, you have brought in the least campy movie.
Oh, no.
62.67.
Oh, no.
Highest, 93.33. Tourist Trap.
Yeah.
All right. Next category, makeover montage, 0 to 100.
I'll give this like a 93.
For what?
Does it have to be a montage specifically?
It's not makeover. It's makeover montage.
I guess in zero, but there
Thank
are.
Thank you.
But there are, there are so many makeovers. There's so many makeovers.
There's a lot of makeovers, but are they done in a month? The only montage I saw was like the teacher's lounge where they're bringing in more water.
Okay, yeah. Oh, you know what? Yeah, the teacher's true, lounge gets
more water.
Less coffee, more water. So, yeah, I'll give it like
they have an Alhambra delivery.
I'll change that to like an 18.
18, okay. That seems more reasonable. 18. That was the only one I noticed.
For the teacher's lounge.
Where they get more water deliveries. Right, it's like a lot of slow motion shots. Harry Knowles walks in the background talking about his jizz. Yeah. I saw him at a Comic-Con years ago. Mm-hmm. He was riding around a little dart.
Little scooter.
Mm-hmm. Little scooter.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of makeovers, but correct, not a lot of montage. So yeah. I will give it, I'll give it a 20.
20? I'm going to give it a 9. They had water delivery. Water showed up. Thrilling
it's
cinema.
It's important to hydrate. It's very important. Like,
that never really paid off the water in any ways.
She swam.
They were like the anti-signs aliens.
Yes.
Like the aliens they loved from the movie water. Signs, how they needed true. Water. Yeah.
They loved water. And the science alien loved doing scat.
They loved. They can't get enough. Keep us dry.
Caffeine up. Pills, please.
Next category, over-the-top wardrobe. That's pretty muted. The only thing I noticed that I thought was the most over-the-top is one of the teachers has a tie with like a bunch of cigars on it.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I started thinking in terms of this category of like, what is something, if you saw it out in the street, would it be notable enough to mention when you came home, like, you're not going to believe what I saw
today. Right. Like,
and the cigar tie would be the only thing.
I'd probably notice like Stokely, like out on the street. But I don't know if I,
is that over the, I feel I like goths like, are pretty
common on it. Yeah. I wouldn't be like,
go to a Hot Topic.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I do all the time.
Yeah.
Over the top war, over, oh, this is the category over the top wardrobe.
That's what the category is.
I don't know. I'll give that a 13.
13. Ooh, spooky.
Yeah. Unlucky. 13. Yeah.
There's nothing really that goes like, wow, that's, you're a lot right now.
You could tell a straight man directed this.
Yeah. I'll give it a 7.
7. Brutal from John. Brutal. John, that is almost, not quite. Of Five Cold Screams, that is the lowest you have given over the top wardrobe. Next lowest, Scream 65. Wow, what a jump.
I'm sure, what was over the top in Scream? Is it the costume? Is it,
I guess the
ghost face? Yeah, like Rose McGowan's stuff.
Yeah, fair enough. And also, this mask is based on that painting.
Ghost face.
That's like a pretty artsy, like, slasher.
Pretty artsy.
Gail Weathers had a lot of, like, big looks.
Yeah, yellow suits.
Yeah, yeah. She had that lime green suit.
I've thought about going as Gail Weathers for Halloween.
That's a great one.
Yeah, but yellow power suit's hard to come by.
I'm giving this a 5. Giving it an average of 8.33.
Okay.
Joan, maybe it'll make up some points here. does it hold up?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
On 0 to 100.
I give that a... I mean, it hold up as in it still plays for me as well as it did, like, when it when I first saw it, I'm giving this 100. Like I enjoy this as much as I did like when I first saw it. There is like some more, like I maybe, you know what, I'll give it like a 90. Let's go down to like 94, because the
lesbian allies,
her pretending to be queer stuff doesn't hold up as well, doesn't really hold up at all. But 94, that's the one little ding on it. Yeah,
great.
Yeah, I feel the same way. Like, there's nothing about it that necessarily couldn't be done today except for that part. So I'll give it a 90.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. 80.
All right.
Okay.
Sure. It's fine. I feel like a lot of the CG is pretty dodgy, but that is of the time.
Yeah. True, true. But I guess that's still part of the category.
But I guess I just wish they didn't do it. Because I remember even when I was a kid, like, seeing that bad CG, going like, well, that looks bad.
Yeah.
And there's something inherently unscary about
any CGI. Yeah.
It just like,
right.
Is, because you immediately, oh, it looks like a screensaver.
Yeah.
Next category, drag queen inspiration, 0 to 100.
I'm gonna give that a 74.
I could see doing
a group number based on like the teachers from the faculty. Like I could, yeah.
Look, it's people who raided a thrift store.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you glam it up a little bit, and like I could see making like a dress inspired by like that alien at the end.
Or you could do Mary Beth with tentacle arms.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
You could do that.
Yeah,
you could do that. That would be the one that would speak to me anyway.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like or Femke Jensen with like tentacles out of her neck. Yeah, I could I've been inspired. 74.
Great.
Yeah, I think especially going with the like sort of muted palette, there's very little that I could see being like, oh, I want to do this. I'll give it a 15.
John is. Am I rubbing off on John? John is.
This is the only much. Drag queen we can't throw in drag. We can't
can.
Throw in drag.
Yeah, 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 absolutely.
Oh, absolutely. I didn't
75?
Know that. I'll bump it up to 83.
For
a Clea DuVall character?
Like a Harry Knowles. Like a Harry Knowles would make a great. Yeah. Yeah.
Sure.
Are you Harry Knowles from the faculty?
Me, Harry Knowles. Yeah. I guess I'm just counting Harry Knowles as a person, sure. But I don't know. I believe if some kid sees Harry Knowles, I don't know who that is. Yeah.
I'm giving it a 15 as
okay.
well.
Okay.
This is last in Five Cold Screams in terms of
okay.
drag queen inspiration, but not last overall. Last overall, Hoosiers. next category, caper music.
Ooh, caper
0
music.
0 to 100.
Ooh, I don't know if I define anything as like, there's like
Class of 99's iconic cover of Another Brick in the Wall, yeah, part yeah, one
yeah.
and two.
Yeah, yeah.
Pretty terrible.
I'll give it a 51.
51, because
in there's a good, like, I feel like there's a, like, the, it's the, like, let's drive off, there, that, like, let's drive off campus music is like, that works for me. That sounds like a caper.
That's a true caper.
That's a caper. That's a caper.
That's what shenanigans yeah, they're going to get yeah, up to.
Yes.
Yeah. Like, the, or, and like, the kind of, like, spacey, like, drugged out music they play when they're all on scat test. Yeah, the scat test music. That's some capery music.
Would you say that scat is a drug that Josh Hartnett's character makes? He puts it in like pens. Empties out a pen, puts it in there, and it's just caffeine, white powder, but they snort it and it's just caffeine.
Yeah, it's
pills.
Just a lot of caffeine and some other, see, but yeah, mostly just
some stuff
caffeine
feel,
pills.
He steals some chemistry.
Anyone had a caffeine pill?
Like in the 80s, but they're very different now.
Alec has.
Are you on them now?
Story.
Yeah. Producer Alex on the mic.
There was a very crazy this is the first time I've been on mic on 2 Old Queens. Hello, everyone. Hello. And the last.
We'll see how it goes.
There was a time in high school when two kids who were working for the chemistry teacher after school for extra credit, organizing like the chemicals in the back room of her classroom, found a big Tupperware full of powdered caffeine. and they each took a spoonful of it, which amounts to something crazy like 4 grams of caffeine, which is in a cup of coffee, you've got like 80 milligrams, something like that.
Oh my goodness.
My friend Henry went to the hospital with a heartbeat of like 240 beats a minute.
Oh my God.
Reagan went home unscathed. I don't know how she didn't have a heart attack. I don't know how Henry didn't either.
Wow.
But powdered caffeine, solid caffeine, it's all nothing you want to mess with. It's real stuff.
All right. Okay. Thank
just
you.
Just a physical experience from high school that I've never forgotten and never will.
Our little PSA for caffeine pills.
Don't do scat.
Don't do scat. If you want to stay up late on Halloween, have a Coke. John, what are you going to give it on caper music?
Caper music. I'm going to give it, I'll say 30.
That's what I was thinking.
Oh.
I'll give it 25. I was thinking 30, but I was like, this music is bad, though.
Mm-hmm.
Although they do have a garbage song. Love garbage. Yeah. Medication. Great.
Okay.
Okay. I think you're going to make up some points here, Joan.
Yeah, here we go.
Teamwork.
Zero to 100. 100%. I'll give it 100. Because there's like multiple teams.
Yes.
Like the faculty's a team.
Yes.
The teens are a team. And then that regroups into teens being like the alien team. And then there's just the football
team.
There's a literal football team. The town comes together to support the football team. Mm-hmm.
There's a marching band, which is kind of like a team.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yes.
We are a team. So what are you going to give it?
I'll give it a 97.
What would it take to get to 100?
I want to see more of those, like a few more teens involved in that, like that crotch smashing scheme.
Oh, God.
It's horrifying.
No, yeah.
Awful.
I don't know. They could have been more of a team on that.
Yeah.
But no. You know what? I'm going to give it 100. I'm going to stick with what I originally said. 100. It's 100. There's so many teams in this.
So 100.
100. 100.
Okay.
I think I'm going to go. It takes a while for the team to get together. There's a lot of like,
sure,
I don't
maybe
trust
the birth
you.
Of a team.
Birth of a team.
Team
so
begins.
It's not like teamwork from the go.
Yeah.
I'll give
but
it
sometimes
a,
that's how it happens.
Like, that's true. You want an origin story of a team.
That's what I like about it. I like the slow build to the like, okay, we have this like motley crew of teens who may never otherwise come together. The slow build of it makes it feel a little more like legit to me that it's not just like,
you know how we'd have like 4 Marvel movies where we got to the Avengers?
Yes, exactly.
Sure. Gotcha. Okay. I will give it 85.
Okay.
85. I don't think I've seen such a... I don't think it's quite up there with Hoosiers, but it's close.
Mm-hmm. High school movies love teamwork.
Mm-hmm. They love teamwork. Kids need to learn to put aside their differences. I don't know. I guess 85. It's pretty teamy.
Team focused.
It got an average of 90, Joan, making it the highest out of 5 cold screens.
Yes. Hooray.
Okay.
Is Hoosiers the highest overall?
Yes.
Damn it.
Followed closely by Muppets Take Manhattan.
Okay.
With a 99.67. You would think Mission Impossible Fallout would be up there, but they're a small team.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, John gave it a 60. That's why Mission Impossible Fallout. Oh. Wow.
That's
because there were so many people like, no, double crossing in Mission Impossible.
Mm-hmm. Next category, likely to recommend to gays.
Oh, I give this like a, I give this like a 70.
70?
Yeah. Just because I'm like,
what would you say? Like, oh, you're gay. You should watch The Faculty.
Yes. I just feel like this is a movie I really like and recommend to everybody. I don't know. I think this is a generally enjoyable movie that I think it's a very good, like, I think it's a good, like, hangout movie. It's a good, like, just put on kind of relax to movie. It's like, I feel like I love Scream, but it demands a little more, like, a more of your attention.
Fair.
Like, this is just like, I can like,
well, I would say it rewards more of your attention.
Yeah, sure.
You're rewarded for the demand.
Yes.
Yeah, this one does.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I would just recommend this to anybody.
Sure.
Yeah.
Even your grandmother?
Yes, especially my grandmother.
I think I wouldn't not recommend this movie, but it doesn't feel like a movie where it's like if someone was gay and they were like, oh, I haven't seen The Faculty, I wouldn't be like, what? You have to see it.
Sure.
Yeah. So I will give it a I'll give it a 50.
Okay.
50. Yeah. I think there's a lot of other gay, horror-y, gay-ish movies, like Carrie would be like the top of the list probably. Yeah. And also the Creed of all thing is, I got to push it. It cannot be. I'm going to give it 35.
Okay.
Next category, how much felt is in the movie?
How much, just the fabric felt?
Yeah, well felt is a technically process.
We've learned.
Okay.
Like a mashed.
Yeah.
Okay. Felt is a what are those football?
Polyester.
Polyester. Yeah.
They're not gonna be felt.
Felt. Oh, I'm gonna. Maybe I'll give it like a. This is just. I'm going on a assumption because I don't remember, but I'm guessing there was some like felt in like the class, like there's probably some felt on bulletin boards, probably some felt in that like teacher's lounge. I'll give it like a 22. Yeah.
Tough, but fair. Yeah.
Yeah. I would also say probably around, I'll give it an 18 because I just don't know, but I'm sure that there's some there.
It's like a high school. It's like it's a school. There's a bulletin board out somewhere with like some felt cut out.
Someone made like a turkey out of a ham that's made of
felt. So you're saying there's, you can't, so felt is the gaze of this, is also the gaze of the movie. Yeah. You feel like it's there, but it's not highlighted.
Yeah.
I'm going to give it a 5.
Okay.
tied for sleepaway camp and felt.
Mm-hmm.
Great. Next category. Facial hair, 0 to 100.
Let's see. Well, John Stewart's got his goatee.
Very... Once again, Harry Knowles makes up.
Harry Knowles,
brings a lot of
my very first beer.
It's upsetting, but it's there. It calls attention to itself. John Stewart.
Harry Knowles' beard gets name? More screen time than gay people.
Someone's dad had a nice little message.
Oh, Christopher McDonald.
Oh, yeah, Christopher McDonald in there. I'll give it like a 53.
Does
Usher have facial hair in this?
No.
Okay. I will give it a 40.
40. You know, John, I'm going to give it a 40 as well. Oh, I think goodness. It's like it's got some good facial hair. Number 2 in terms of Five Cold Screams behind Berserk, which has 63.33.
Right.
Cuz it had a bearded lady in it.
Bearded lady. I mean, sorry. Next category, I think you're going to make up some points here. Broken glass.
Oh, broken glass.
Yeah.
You
got the fish tank. You got a chemistry set. So many windows.
So many windows.
Oh yeah. I'll go like 95. I can't imagine. I mean, I'm sure there could be more broken glass.
Sure. The 100 in my mind, as I've said many times, is John Wick 3.
Fair enough.
That's 100.
Yeah. Oh, if that's 100, then I'll go down to like 83.
But that's my 100. That's
whatever.
You know,
your 100.
Okay. Sure. That's all average broken glass for me. I'll go.
You start paying like goes around.
It's like just enough broken glass. I'll go down to, I'm 93 on this for broken glass.
Wow.
Yeah.
I will give it 82.
Okay.
I'm going to give this an 88.
All right.
Because there was a lot of broken glass in this movie. Almost like so much like, I think it's like broken glass is to Robert Rodriguez as feet are to Tarantino.
Okay. Yes.
Sure. He jerks off to broken glass.
I mean, I wouldn't put it, there's some twisted people out there. Who knows
That's
what
true.
They're doing? Yeah, keep Austin just, weird. Isn't that what they say?
He can only write around broken glass.
Yeah. How do we get broken glass in this thing?
Yeah.
Just so you know, the faculty, number one for broken glass. Yay. Out of every movie we've done.
Ooh, nice.
With an 87.67.
Wow.
The closest runner-up, 68.33, Tourist Trap.
Okay.
Well done, Joan.
Thank you. That's why I brought in.
Next category, the male gaze. Like, how does the camera make guys horny? is that the how do we describe that?
Well, you got that. You have that shower scene.
There's the shower scene.
Yeah, but I feel like that's kind.
But they don't even show a butt.
Yeah, no butts.
It's very almost too much shoulder.
Yeah,
too much shoulder.
Pull back.
I'll go like 31.
You could tell a very straight person.
Very straight.
This.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say 20.
20. I'll give it a 17.
Okay. Robert Rodriguez is very straight.
He couldn't be straighter.
Sure, if he tried.
Next category, angry phone hangups.
Oh, gosh.
Is there any?
I can't think of one.
Remember. I couldn't think of any.
Yeah. I can't think of a phone. I don't know if there's a phone in this movie. I'll say 0. I can't remember a phone.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that funny how like times have changed?
Now it's nothing but phones. I'll give it a 3 just in case.
Okay.
Just in case?
Just in case.
there's a phone we forgot about.
Kevin Williamson going to listen to this and get back to us? I'm going to give it a 0.
All right.
Giving this a 1 overall.
Yeah.
All right. Next category. Titular theme song. Oh, 0 to 100.
Zero.
Nothing says faculty in it.
No.
I mean, they get close thematically with Another Brick in the Wall. But
yeah. And the kid, and the kids aren't all right. It opens with classic Offspring song. Kids aren't all right. But they could have. Yeah. I mean, and here's the thing. They referenced Men in Black. So they knew better. Like they knew.
We're not getting a summer jam out. Let's get on Christmas Day. Isn't that wild?
Crazy. They could have pioneered with like a Christmas jam.
Right.
A Christmas movie jam. Mm-hmm.
I wonder if this movie would have done well. It was a box office success, but like if it was like set at Christmas time.
Wait, was it a box office success?
It was cost $15 million. It made 40.
Oh, 15.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. 50.
No. 1.5.
Okay, yes. That makes a lot more sense. Okay, yeah.
John?
So it's definitely a success. Yeah, there's no theme song in titular theme song, so I'll give it a 0.
0, but we gave Sleepaway Camp 35.
Did we?
That's
because Sleepaway Camp has like an overture.
They have Angie at the end of the song. Yeah. They mention the character's name. This, I'm going to give it, I'm going to give this a 5 just because there's a thematic link.
Okay. Right.
But you gotta, not, it's still
an actual one.
Not an actual one.
Okay.
Next category, entrances with pizzazz. Ooh. 0 to 100. Any great entrances?
Oh, I don't think all the kids get this great entrance.
Like, oh yeah, they get their
freeze frame and they show their name in a creepy font.
Yes, and
I think that teacher appearing in the shower.
That's a good entrance.
That's a lot to see your feet first, or cancerous feet.
And I think some of the teachers like Femke Jensen re-emerging.
Sure.
Like, those are some good I'm considering those entrances because I feel like they're new.
Yeah, version. Entering the scene.
Yes. Yeah. So absolutely. I'll give this a 73.
I will give it a 40.
40. John, what is happening to you? You are being brutal today on the faculty.
Well, I feel like it's not like there's not that many that are like hacha. You know what I mean? Like they don't have. But yeah,
I mean, I'm going to give this a 50.
All right. Okay.
I'm putting it right up there with Berserk, which you gave a 78.
Yeah.
Berserk.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's a circus.
Non-traditional murder weapon, 0 to 100.
Ooh.
We got a bunch here.
We got a pen filled with drugs.
We got the paper cutter.
That's
not technically a murder weapon because it doesn't murder him.
Yeah.
True.
But
it's a weapon. Scissors were used.
I would say those are some of the most traditional.
Bleachers.
Very non-traditional. I'll give this an
82. Although technically the bleachers has pinned the alien and then he uses the pen to kill him.
I still think it can.
Yeah, it's still like a 1-2 punch as it were.
Yeah, exactly.
And I feel the same as the paper cutter too.
Yeah, it's like a combo hit in Street Fighter. It's all part of it. It's all part of what takes M. Bison down.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I'll give it an 82.
82.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll give it an 8. I'll give it an 80.
John, there's the John we know. I'll give it a 65.
Okay.
There are some, but Sleepaway Camp level, absolutely not.
Fair enough.
Well, it's hard to beat Sleepaway Camp in that category.
Clearly.
Yeah.
Sleepaway Camp has 100.
Yeah.
Great. Next category, breath acting, 0 to 100. Which is just breathy acting.
Yeah, I guess so, yeah.
Give us like a 41.
41. Do you remember any like moments of breath acting?
I feel like Femke Jensen as like the nerdy when she's like the nerdy version of the teacher and she's just like mumbling to herself. Like I feel like that gets
there's
a
also
breathy.
That scene when they're hiding in the closet and Elijah Wood has to put his mouth over her mouth to stop her from making noise.
Jordana
and I would also argue that like the sniffing they have to do for Scott is sort of a breathy, sort of adjacent at least.
Breathing, at least.
Yeah, there's breathing going on, So for that, I'll give it a 55.
55. I'm going to give it a 40. One thing this movie did, at the end of this movie, it implies Famke Janssen and Josh Hartnett are dating.
Yeah.
It's she is weird. Still a teacher and he is still a student.
Yes. Yeah.
That is
but
not
he
right.
He should have graduated.
Yeah, but it's still the power dynamic.
Yeah. But come on. Yeah. Love is love.
Yeah.
If this was the other way, gender wise, you would not be saying that.
True.
Oh, and also, I hate the thing where the goth girl at the end is like, now wearing lilac. Like, what's wrong with being goth? That's not a bad thing.
I know, movie. The lesson of the movie is that we all don't need to be stereotyped.
Should be who we are.
Yeah,
be
who
weird,
we are.
Yeah.
Not gay.
I just hate the goths.
Not wearing black all the time.
Goths are some of the goofiest people you've ever met.
Mm-hmm.
Next category: mannequins. 0 to 100. Are there any mannequins in this movie?
Does the CPR dummy count?
Yes.
I would say so. Yeah. I think that's pretty prominently used mannequin. I'll give it a 50.
50.
Right down the middle. Because it's like, there's not a lot, but I think that
what's
mannequin,
100? Just a single mannequin in the background?
that mannequin is very integral to the plot.
First of all, that's not a mannequin. We're okay, allowing fine. It to take gummy person.
I'll take 10 points off.
You don't have to do whatever you want.
Straight 50, because I feel like that it's a mannequin. You know what? It's a mannequin, and it's important to the plot. Mm-hmm. It, like,
if you take that out, the movie falls apart.
If they talk it out, then the alien story falls apart.
If you take it out, you're just
the
like,
cops.
These kids are fucking lying. Because they use this mannequin to say, that's the person you saw in the closet, not the old woman.
The scheme falls apart.
I think they
could have
figured
mannequin.
Out something else.
Sure.
John, what are you going to give this for mannequin?
I'm going to give it a 20 for that.
Okay. Yeah, that's. I'm going to give it 15.
Okay.
Number two, though, for mannequins, right behind Tourist Trap, which has 100.
Which is all mannequins.
It's all mannequins.
Makes sense.
Okay, next category, dramatic lighting.
I'll give this like a 85.
85.
I love those, like, it makes no sense, but I love those, like, the tentacle shadows.
Oh, yeah.
That's cool. Maybe 85 is a little high because I'm basing that on one scene. Let's go 70. 70.
70.
Yeah, I think the lighting for the most part is kind of straightforward.
Yeah.
Sure.
I will give it a 65.
65. I thought the lighting here was decent compared to like modern movies. I appreciate when things just don't have an unnatural glow to everything. Like, it actually has contrast and shadows.
Right.
And so many movies don't have shadows or even like silhouettes of people. They're just all, everything is overlit nowadays because it's all HD garbage. Yeah. So I appreciate that.
Okay.
45.
Okay.
I need colored gels. That is my, that'll get to 100. Next category, yours is after this, Joan. Okay. So I hope you've been thinking. Strident women.
Strident women. I think there's a lot of
strident women.
Piper Laurie.
Yeah.
In the very beginning. I love that first scene.
Jordana Brewster.
Yeah. Where they're all she's like, no money for this. No money for that.
And
I love that little subtle joke. I don't know if you got it, where she's like, where the one teacher who was like talking about the musical is,
and she's like,
all the kids had their hearts set on Guys and Dolls. She's like, have them reuse a set from Our Town from last year.
Doesn't have a set.
Our Town, notoriously, no set in Our Town. That was a little Easter egg.
Theater nerds.
Yes. This is my favorite movie ever.
98,
this
theater.
Movie's for me.
I was like, something about Mary had level laughter. Two funniest movies of that of 98. I'll give it a 90.
90.
Yeah, because we've got Clea DuVall's pretty strident.
Yeah.
We've got
Jordana Brewster,
B.B. Newworth, Piper Laurie. Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty much all of them.
Mary
except
Beth
for Mary,
at the end, the alien end, sure, theme. Sure.
Yeah, I guess the only reason that I give it, I take 10 away is because...
Because Famke Janssen's pretty much not.
Yes. And also I feel like for the number of strident women in the film, the fact that like it comes down to Elijah Woods, the final boy girl. Yeah, like that's not acceptable. That takes 10 points away. Not acceptable.
And also I gotta take points away because of Jordana Brewster keeps like using lesbian slurs.
Yes,
that's too strident.
That's the wrong kind of strident, using strident for evil.
Not for good.
I'll give it a 75.
75. I'll give it a 70.
Because
okay. There's a lot of, I think it's, yeah, pretty decent stridentness.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Joan, we're up to you. You get to add a category now. What is it going to be?
Can I add fun fonts?
Fun Fonts.
Yes, right. You can.
Okay, sure can.
Fun Fonts. And I'll give this movie, I think there are two very fun fonts in this movie. Mm-hmm,
okay.
The opening title cards.
Yeah.
Like,
rare case of opening title matching the poster.
Yes, which I love. Which I love. Oh, maybe I should then make that the category.
Does it match the poster?
Poster font meets title font. But no, I like.
I think you got it.
I like fun fonts, and I'll do 85 for that.
Wow, not having a category that gives you 100.
Well, there are fun fonts. There are two fun fonts in this movie.
Okay. I just would ask, like, what's 100 to you?
What
movie would score 100 in the fun fonts category?
Oh, in the
category?
Fun fonts
like
category?
Toy Story?
Yeah, probably Toy
Story. Indiana Jones.
Yeah, something
Temple
with, like,
of Doom.
Yeah.
They use the actual, like, poster slash. They don't
use
the other ones.
Yeah, that's fun. What else movie has fun fonts in it?
The 1960s Batman.
Yeah.
Sure. Perfect.
That's
yeah,
top
yeah.
for fun.
I feel that's 100.
Yeah, that's 100 for fun fonts. So yeah, I feel like, in fairness, 80,
fair
85.
Great category, though.
Yeah. Great category. But outside from the opening sort of like title cards of the characters get, do we have any sort of font work going on later in this?
Well, there's the opening title itself.
The opening
title.
Yeah.
Right.
And then
those introduction title cards.
Yeah. And then they're kind of fun at the end when they have the individual cast.
Oh, right. Where
they're
doing their curtain call.
It's like a real retro 70s horror style.
I will give this 75.
75. I'm going to give this an 80 because I think it's pretty fun. Yeah. All right, Joan. We are now into the bonus points category.
Okay.
So these are sort of yes, no kind of things we all sort of agree on together.
Hopefully. Well. All right. Straight actors playing gay roles, -5% each instance.
That
I don't think
happen.
We have
yeah.
that. We have gay actors playing straight people playing
pretending
gay
to
people.
Be gay people.
Yes,
but
yes.
Yeah.
That is not a category we had not foreseen.
Yeah.
So there's no, they do not get penalized.
No
for this
yeah. penalties, mm-hmm. even for the imaginary people you guys saw. positive portrayal of homosexuality, +15%.
Oh, no.
No. Absolutely not.
I mean, that the alien queen is pretty, she seems pretty accepting of it, but I guess of her fake homosexuality.
Would you call that a positive portrayal? She's the one who takes over people's brains and, like, acceptance as a virus.
Yeah. But she accepts everybody.
That's you're absolutely right. And then finally, -50% if this is the movie Cruising.
This is not the movie
not
Cruising,
yet.
So it's not
no.
penalized 50% of its
all
score.
Right, Joe.
Yeah.
So out of a total possible 2,350 points,
yeah.
The faculty has scored 985.33, giving it a total percentage of 41.93, making it the 10th gayest movie of all time. Not as gay as Tourist Trap, but gayer than Toy Soldiers.
All right.
Congratulations.
And where does it stand in the screen? The screens.
Five Cold Screams. This is the least gay.
Wow, no.
It so goes, what is the Faculty, Tourist Trap, Berserk, Sleepaway Camp, Scream.
Alrighty.
Muppets Take Manhattan still holding tight at 66.17.
As the gayest of
as gayest movie.
I feel like it has. I feel like somewhere bringing a Mamma Mia.
Yeah. Yes.
I feel like Muppets Take Manhattan is very easy to bring down.
Yeah.
Wizard of Oz.
Yeah.
Wizard of Oz. Sure.
I should have brought in a Chucky, like one of the later Chucky movies.
Lots of felts.
Yeah. Lots
so
of
much felts.
Lots of well. Yeah. The Chucky movies get like much queerer as they go on.
Mm-hmm. Oh, like a bride or a
yeah,
seed.
A seed, or even like call, yeah. I should have brought in Seed of Chucky.
Maybe next year.
You always have. Yeah. There's always
next Halloween. Next Halloween.
Next
I'm
Halloween.
Strong with a Chucky movie.
Well, that was Five Cold Screams. Do
five
we have
screams.
Any? What was overall? What would you say our scariest movie was?
Of those five,
what was the scariest one to you?
I think Scream of those five is the most like legit could be scary.
Yes.
Like, you know what I mean? Like Berserk isn't really scary.
Not at all.
Tourist Trap or like
they're more goofy.
They're more goofy at Sleepaway Camp as well. Like they're more goofy than actually scary. More like creepy, I think weird, you know,
yes.
like weird creepy. So I think probably Scream is the yeah. scariest.
What do you think of all the ones we've done had the best kill?
Ooh, the best kill. I mean, you got to give Sleepaway Camp something for that.
The curling iron?
The curling iron.
I have never stopped thinking about that ever since I saw it.
My, there's a podcast I've been on called, called Dead Meat, and they and
we
it's
don't talk
like
about other podcasts.
What's that?
No,
I
know other podcasts. We'll allow it.
Those hosts have a the hosts of that one have a curling iron signed by.
Oh wow!
The actress who plays
Judy,
who plays Angela.
Oh, yeah. Felissa Rose.
Yes,
very cool.
What do you think?
I think Scream is definitely the scariest. I think the best kill. I don't know. I kind of think like Drew Barrymore's is maybe the best because it's the most epic and like it's just true. Like, so drawn out and then. The score and it's just like so
and the, like the parents walking in on her like
so,
yeah,
but then her not being able to scream there's just so much it's like I don't know that's like the single best moment out of all these movies
I think
opening
so, yeah. I love that movie
we peak too soon
it's all right
well Joan thank you for closing out Five Cold Screams.
Such a pleasure.
Is there anything you would like to promote at this time?
I have a show. If you're in Los Angeles, my two-person sketch team with my writing partner and performing partner, Kate Raft, is going up at UCB December 12th. So you still have to, a little while away. But December 12th, you can still get your tickets, 8:30 at UCB Sunset, I think, or Franklin. Look at the calendar. Yeah.
You'll find out when you buy your tickets.
You'll find out when you buy it. But it's called... Red and Yellow. The name of our team is Red and Yellow. Red and Yellow. Two dumb fucking bitches do a sketch show. So nice. Come check that out. And then I also have a Instagram feed that I'd love you to
you
subscribe.
Do? How'd you get that?
Who'd you know to get that one?
I waited. They sent me a letter with my.
They sent you letters.
Yeah, they sent me a letter with
please
my confirmation
have an Instagram.
Code.
Yeah, a letter. Wow.
So it's and that's just Joan Haley Ford. So follow me there.
Great. Nice. And Thundercats Roar is coming. Hopefully. Some point.
Yeah, maybe on I don't know if I'm allowed to say officially, but maybe on HBO Max. So get that.
Get another streaming service.
You want whatever streaming service Friends is on.
You need all of them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, you don't need that. You just need whichever one Friends is on and just also watch my
thing.
We
could never get enough of Friends.
Yeah.
No. How can we miss Friends if it never goes away?
We can't.
Well, that's it for us then, John. You said we got some emails?
We did get some emails. We got one from Sean Hurley, who says, I had to pause the latest episode about Scream after hearing the Drag Queen Inspiration category to share this video of Meatball doing the best Drew Barrymore opening act. And he sent a link to a video of Meatball doing a lip sync to some song that I don't know.
Well, then we'll share that.
We can share that on social media. And then he also sent a picture of Manila Luzon dressed up as Ghostface. And it's a pretty sweet picture. We can put that up on our Instagram as well.
Pretty great.
Pretty inspired.
And then we got iTunes review from Colonel Pharaoh Sanders says, I love it as a fan of movies and sass. My favorite aspect might be the way that Mark overreacts. I don't know about that. When the guests go high with their scores.
I think so.
Getting a properly calibrated percentage is clearly very important. I laugh so much with the show. Get into it. Well, thank you, Colonel Farrell Sandals. And I don't think I'm overreacting. I think I'm reacting how my
you
heart
are
tells me.
On the level reacting.
Yeah. Yes.
We have one other email, though, that I think we should address real quick. It's from Matt Corbett, who says, hey, guys, I just want to thank you. I'm afraid of scary movies. Like, I still can't watch Jaws or Jurassic Park or some other scary movies not directed by Spielberg. But I'm going to watch Scream soon because you guys make it seem fun and light.
I don't know.
If you can't take Jurassic Park,
Jurassic Park is scary though. Like the kitchen scene, just super jaded.
It's true.
Maybe but if you're like scared of scary movies, I don't know if Scream is a movie to.
Yeah. I think you got to give it a shot. You'll be. It's not like The Exorcist.
Watch it during the daytime. I would say. Yeah. I think anytime I watch a movie and like the windows open, the sun is out, I don't get scared.
Watch it at like a daytime outdoor screening.
Yeah,
that's true.
In a church, with your family holding you the entire time.
Go to a matinee at a drive-through.
Yeah.
Well, that's it for us. Follow us on Twitter or Instagram, Two Old Queens,
or you can email us at twooldqueens@gmail.com.
And that's it for us. We'll
Thanks
see you
so
next time.
And I won't.
Goodbye.
Now it's time for credits. Produced by Alex Arche. Music by Danny Cohen. Art by Connie Shin. See you next Wednesday. Bye!
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.